Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Happy Friday. Welcome to the Annie Fry Show. Boy, we're doing things a little bit different here today, so we hope you'll stick with it. And essentially, you can't, well, I guess you can watch me learn how to run a radio board, but you can listen to it. And any mistakes that happen today are squarely Ryan Wiggins' fault.
No, they're not, but I will point them out much, much more than usual.
Like a play-by-play of sorts.
Typically, I like to help out. If there's an error, I like to try to glaze over it. Today is not that day.
You like to help out?
Yeah. If Brad messes up, I'm like, don't worry about it. And I just keep talking or
but
whatever.
If Annie messes up?
If Annie messes up, we're stopping.
That's probably actually what's going to happen. It's going to stop, and it's going to be because I don't know what to do next. So Ethan is training me on how to run the board, just an extra tool in my tool belt, if you will. Brad's off today, so we're using this as an opportunity to expand my horizons, and I am begging you to suffer with us. There is so much news that has happened in the last 24 hours. One of the things, 18 indictments, 18 counts charged against John Bolton. Let's listen to John Solomon's report here on what exactly has taken place so far.
Three separate indictments have been unleashed in the last hour. Let me walk you through them. The first is a former national security advisor, John Bolton. 18 felonies accusing President Trump's former national security advisor, the man who turned against the president, of mishandling classified information. Thousands of pages, the government alleges, were sent by John Bolton to two relatives who lived in his home, giving secret information from his daily doings at the White House. Some of that information was classified. Other documents taken home or to his office were marked classified. Highly sensitive, top secret, at the compartmentalized level, is what the indictment says. This is a very serious national security indictment. In fact, one of the most sweeping I've seen in a long time as a reporter. Now,
so there you have John Solomon, justthenews.com, talking about what we have to deal with now with John Bolton. I get the feeling that these are going to start trickling in. I don't think that John Bolton is the last of them. I think some of the ones that they're going to release at the beginning, Ryan, I really feel like the James Comey one lying under oath and these indictments, these are probably the ones that they feel are so rock solid and airtight that they're starting with these. The Fox News report today says U.S. Magistrate Judge Timothy Sullivan explained the charges to Bolton today and asked if he understood them and the potential penalties of up to 10 years per count. That's a lot of years for a man already advanced in age, and a maximum fine of $250,000 per count. Bolton said during his arraignment, "I do, Your Honor." He was indicted on 8 counts of transmission of national defense information and 10 counts of retention of national defense information. How many people who have lived in the swamp just do these things and they behave this way because that's what people do? I think we're probably going to find out. And we might not ever have found out how deep the rotten weeds go in the swamp if they wouldn't have been so aggressive at trying to pin the silliest nonsense things against Donald Trump. Ryan, have you heard the clip recently here of Donald Trump talking about the way they went into Mar-a-Lago, the way they went into his home?
I don't know if I've heard it recently.
It's a really interesting... It's an interesting clip because I think he's in the Oval Office and he's asking questions, or people are asking him questions from the press. And he's talking about, I think there was probably a question about lawfare or something like that. And the question that he's asked is about, like, are you getting back at your enemies or whatever? And he's like, they went into my home. They said they went into Barron's drawers in his room. He said they went into the First Lady's room and closet and they went through her things. And that's where he says, you know, the First Lady's very meticulous. She has her things where she wants them. And the way they handled that when they raided his house. And I remember that specifically, that word, because I was like, it's weird to think of Mar-a-Lago as a house.
Yeah, it's a complex, but he has to live in a house.
Yeah. An $18 million house.
Still a house.
And it's worth
a lot. And it has toilets.
Yes, thank you, Golden. J.B. Pritzker. So the announcement about the indictment of John Bolton, how quickly do you think we see more?
Well, I think there's a PR element to this that's not being discussed much. Not so much with Comey. Now, with Comey, I don't think there was a PR. That was just a statute of limitations about to run out. They had to do it because it was like 5 years old. But with Bolton, I do believe that you're right, that these things are going to start trickling in. And one of the reasons they started with Bolton is, A, it's a pretty clear case, and B, this is a Trump guy, so that people can't say, oh, you're just going after the Biden Obama people. This was a Trump guy. Now he's turned on them, but he also has done things that are clearly prosecutable, and John Solomon said, wow, this is pretty sweeping. So clear case, go after him first, make sure everybody knows that it's not just about who hired who here. John Bolton was a Trump guy. They've got him now.
So President Trump reacted to the news about John Bolton. Let's listen to what he said.
He was just indicted by a grand jury in Maryland. Do you have a reaction to that?
I didn't know that. You tell me for the first time, but I think he's, a bad person. I think he's a bad guy. Yeah, he's a bad guy. It's too bad, but it's the way it goes.
So my favorite John Bolton, Donald Trump story, I've said this before, and I believe it was the Mike Pompeo book that I read that talked about this. But John Bolton he was a part of the first term for President Trump. Like, he was a man in the room when some of the hugest conversations were taking place. And I think it was a Russia conversation. It might have been North Korea, because Mike Pompeo had quite a few stories from being Secretary of State under Donald Trump's first term. But the way Mike Pompeo explained John Bolton was that he would be in the room and he wouldn't really have a big speaking part, a big speaking role. What was he, like, national security advisor or something like that at the
time?
That's
what I would have said. I have to look it up to be sure.
He's part of the central conversation when it comes to these foreign policy concerns. Would have a lot of knowledge about national security. Obviously, that's what he has been, where he had been gleaning some of this highly, highly classified information and apparently handing it out to people who he felt were worthy of knowing. But there was an understanding among world leaders that John Bolton, he was high strung. He's like, I don't know, we should bomb him. That was kind of the way he would walk into any sort of conflict, that he was very hawkish, very war prone. And Trump knew that, and his staff knew that, so they'd put him in the room and keep him quiet just so that people knew that the little bit of crazy that exists in the administration, it's over there and it has a mustache. I think that's hilarious.
I do too.
And, I wouldn't be surprised if John Bolton knew that. Like, your role is to sit here and look nuts so that they don't know what we're going to do, so that they don't know what we could do. But they know that there is at least one person who has the president's ear who is very willing to do the extreme things that have to be done. So he's kind of used as a pawn in that way. I don't know if it was if he understood it himself. But to me, that's kind of the extent of what John Bolton has been to the Trump administration. But he turned hard against Donald Trump, and quickly. I mean, there's no love lost between these two.
So much so that you had to wonder, is there more to this story? And it's been long enough now that I don't think there is anything more to the story. He did just seem like a very, very extreme person. That if he decided that you, and this is funny because Trump is in this way a lot, but he also kind of, he pulls himself back at the last second. Doesn't seem like John Bolton does. But if John Bolton decides that you're the enemy, you are the enemy.
Yeah.
You are to be taken out. And he decided that Donald Trump was his enemy at some point. Because he went on every news program saying everything negative he could.
And I think
we'll get to that here in just a second. John Bolton commented on some indictments against Donald Trump. And hold on that just a second. I just want to know, like, if you were to look at our show and put the four of us in a room and negotiations were taking place, who's the John Bolton of the Annie Fry Show? Who's quiet and crazy?
Brad.
Really? you don't know what Brad's going
to
do?
Who has the mustache, though, to match it?
Ooh.
Brad.
Brad and Ryan. That makes two.
Oh, no, yours is closer in color to it.
I just shaved mine. Just kidding. I've never shaved my face.
Wow, that was a quick cover-up.
I know. Yeah. Just kidding, I didn't really do that.
I'm looking right here, and I have no mustache.
No, Brad's the John Bolton, because Brad's a little quieter, and then could suddenly just surprise you with something, because that's what John Bolton does.
You're picking on Brad because he's not here.
Yeah, I am. But he also probably has more ammo than I do.
Brad?
Like, in life.
I guarantee you. I think the question... I don't know if Brad has the most ammo of anybody on this show, though.
Ooh, good question.
He definitely has more mustache than I do, though. So, John Bolton, this is back when Donald Trump had been indicted. And, he was the former national security advisor for President Trump. This is a comment on CNN that now 18 times indicted John Bolton... then made about Donald Trump's indictment. Let's listen.
We'll have to prove it. Then he has committed very serious crimes. This is a devastating indictment. I speak here as an alumnus of the Justice Department myself, because not only is it powerful, it's very narrowly tailored. They didn't throw everything up against the wall to see what would stick. This really is a rifle shot, and I think it's it should be the end of Donald Trump's political career.
Rut-row, George. Newsflash, it was not the end of Donald Trump's political career.
John Bolton's voice does not match his face.
Yeah, well, how is his voice supposed to sound?
I don't know.
It's kind of Weasley.
He's supposed to sound bigger and more intimidating and angrier, and he doesn't. He just sounds like a guy. But when you hear what he says and you read what he says, it's pretty extreme.
Well, we got a lot of news to cover here, and I am learning the board for the first time. So while I'm talking to you, I'm watching. There's so many buttons over here, Ethan. What do they all do?
Oh, gosh. That's a long conversation.
So you push that button, and your microphone turned on, and then you click something, and then the music starts playing.
And all of a sudden, Brian Adams is playing.
Slowly fading it up, and then I am going to say something brilliant here in a second about Home Shield Foundation repairs. This is easy. This is not easy. This is going to be... quite a show. Hopefully by the end of the show, I actually push some of these buttons. Maybe, maybe not. Keep it right here on the Annie Fry Show. Happy Friday. Our YouTube poll is a little Halloween centered. I want to know if you like scary things. Are you entertained by scary things, especially here in the spooky season of October? Go vote in the Annie Fry YouTube channel and tell us what you think. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. and then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
I pushed the right button. I'm back on the air. This is very exciting. Annie's learning how to run the board today for the first time ever in my... I've been at 97.1 for 16 years. Brian, you've been here how long?
Seven.
And Ethan, how long have you been a part of 97.1
specifically? 97.1
specifically?
Just a little bit over a year.
Like, that's exciting.
Like a year and 2 weeks.
A year?
Like,
oh, really?
Specifically where I was working with you guys full-time, yeah.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, thank you.
It is the 97.1 25th anniversary. Yesterday, the official date where we mark, right? That was yesterday, isn't that correct? 25 years of 97.1 on the airwaves here as KFTK in St. Louis. I've been here since 2009, so I've been here for the better half of that, but the station has gone through so many different iterations over the time that I've been here, and even before that, Dave Glover over on KMOX now celebrating his 25th anniversary of his show, which in radio you got to factor in like what an exponent of 10 in order to figure out how long that's just compared to other careers.
Yeah, it's dog years.
It's crazy. But 25 years for 97.1. I do think it's interesting in a climate where conservatives definitely feel isolated or ostracized that a little station like 97.1 can have had this much success. I don't know if I'm supposed to talk about these things, but we don't have like the strongest signal in St. Louis. We understand that. We know that. But somehow or another, 97.1 has persevered. I've been it's been such a blessing to work with so many of the people on this station over the course of my entire time here. I'm blessed with the people who I get to work with currently. And we're having a birthday party coming up. And there are still spots available for you if you want to come. The VIP is sold out. Ryan, can you tell us a little bit about that party?
Yeah, you can come for free. You can go to 971talk.com/events, although it's on our homepage too if you want to just go to 971talk.com. That's where you RSVP, and that's really all we're asking because it's free. You just have to let us know that you're coming because we're expecting it to be a nice big party, and that's at Lit Cigar Lounge this coming Thursday now because we're past last Thursday, so it's this Thursday, the 23rd. You are invited. Check it all out, 971talk.com.
All right, let's listen here to this clip here from Don Lemon. Don Lemon is kind of, in my mind, in the level of The View or the AOC, even Nancy Pelosi. Nancy Pelosi's clips, they're too easy. It's too easy to play that and try to enrage you, and I don't want to enrage you on a Friday. But for some reason, Don Lemon, maybe it's a woman thing. I just listed a bunch of women and was like, I can listen to Don Lemon be obnoxious.
Maybe.
I don't mean to be sexist about it, but I think I can just listen to Don Lemon and laugh at him. The women that I listed, I don't find amusement out of it. I become angry. So I don't know if it's different.
Yeah, there's something about Don Lemon post CNN especially that you're like, oh, sorry. Sorry, you're still trying. Okay.
Well, You know, yesterday we were talking about how people are legitimately worried that there's not going to be a 2028 election.
Crazy.
That's nuts, right?
That's crazy.
I ask, where does this come from? Now, every once in a while, we'll throw the MSNBC screen up there and we will look and see what MSNBC is talking about. And then you go, oh, that's why people feel what they feel. That's why they're out there saying like this. We've had the last election we're ever going to have. That's why we're going to have a No Kings rally taking place this weekend.
Yeah, to make sure we have an election.
To make sure we have an election. To make sure that democracy persists, even though it's a republic.
And the people who are going to cancel elections, they look at those protests and they go, well, darn it, maybe we will have an election.
Well, let's listen to Don Lemon as he's giving us another thing that we should be worried about. Just, you know, while you're living life.
Black people, brown people of all stripes, whether you're an Indian American or a Mexican American or whoever you are, go out in your place where you live and
what?
That he doesn't have an answer. He doesn't have the answers here.
It's a dramatic pause.
Let's play the cut here.
Get a gun legally. Get a license to carry legally. Because when you have people knocking on your door and taking you away without due process as a citizen, isn't that what the Second Amendment was written for? Go back and read what the Second Amendment says. And perhaps it will knock some sense in the head, in the heads of these people who are saying, well, it's all great. I don't believe they're doing it without due process. They're asking people for papers. They're not really beating people up. These people are doing things that are...
So Don Lemon, his call is out to people of color. Don Lemon is calling out to minorities, saying, get a gun for when ICE comes to take you. I know people in real life who have told me that they are concerned that they're going to get taken from the streets. They're not even people of color. Is it strange to... I love these people. That when I was having this conversation, I genuinely hurt that they are living in that kind of real fear. That actually exists in their ethos. That their understanding of the sun rises in the east, it sets in the west, and when the sun goes down, I might get snatched off the street if I'm in the presence of some sort of law enforcement authorities. And I'm trying to sit there and listen to that and not look at them like, what are you talking about? Because I honestly, in that conversation, I honestly replied like, I am so sorry that you have this kind of fear right now. Like, I wish I could do something to take that away from you. But I can't. I can't convince them. But then you hear Don Lemon on this podcast, or what looks like a podcast, and he's telling minorities, and he talks about in that clip, didn't he just say something like taking citizens? Like, he refers to people who would be here legally. Are there a lot of black people who are out there worried about getting snatched off the street from ICE?
Well, that's the point of the comment. So he's trying to create fear, first of all, create fear, and then transfer that fear from I know that you can see that illegal aliens are being deported. My goal here, as Don Lemon, is to transfer that imagery that you're seeing, you know, the deportations, the ICE trucks, transfer that to American citizens, because illegal aliens can't vote, or at least they shouldn't be able to vote, but you can. And so I'm going to try to make you afraid that they're actually coming for American citizens. Now, who are they coming for? Well, let me also assign that to race. Let's make this about racism, that they're coming for different races of American citizens. That's how he's transferred that fear. And it's working.
It's so destructive.
It's terrible.
And it's the other interesting part, though, wouldn't you say, Ryan, more than any time that I think you and I have both been on the radio, that it's not really working. It does inflame the few who are prone to, like, they wake up anxious.
And that's what I'm saying when I say it's working, is that if you're already there, it's grabbing your existing ideology and assigning something to it.
Yeah, like you need, it's yes. it's an ends justifies the means way of reaching out to people who need their cup filled that day for the reason to be angry or anxious or righteously justified in their anger, essentially. And that is dangerous. I do think the group of people who are asking for their cup to be filled in that way every day, though, is fewer.
I do, too.
I think there are a lot more people. I don't know. There's a big difference between not opening yourself up to be stoked by that type of rhetoric. There's a big difference between that and becoming kind of like, you know what? I have physical tiredness from having to be angry and anxious all of the time. You kind of become apathetic towards that. In no way, shape, or form does that mean that you're like, gotta get a MAGA hat. That's not happening necessarily either. This is where the new Republican Party, the post-Donald Trump Republican Party, has to have a very good answer and very quickly. What do we do with those people? Do we club them over the head with, like, are you Trump or not? Or do you meet those people in the moment with solutions to problems that are traditionally answered by those far, far leftists with massive expansion of government? You show up and you say, what if we didn't? What if we did this? You know, I don't know if you saw this. There was a suggestion that a very wealthy donor had stepped up to pay the military. I think it's $11 billion a month. I saw a report today that says, or I think it was on Twitter, and it said, you know who the billionaire is. And it was a picture of Elon Musk. And that was a new detail. I don't know that that's confirmed. But here are Republicans trying to solve how to pay for women, infants, and children. That's known as WIC. That's how the women who are supposed to be under the care of the Democrat Party, and Republicans are supposed to hate women if you just believe the surface level nonsense that gets put out there. Donald Trump's like, we got tariff money coming in. Let's take care of the women and children and the infants. Elon Musk is like, military's not getting paid. I'll step up and I'll take care of this. Look at that's public sector and private sector coming together to take care of what the Democrats have refused to take care of in the midst of a government shutdown that they desperately need politically. And the reason why they need it is because it's all they really have. They've struck out on every other front. We're going to listen to a little bit more on this No King's Day that's taking place next, tomorrow, right? I think it's the 18th is what I heard.
Yeah.
We'll talk a little bit more about that when we come back. We want to know from you, do you like scary things, yes or no? There's a story that I just saw pop up on FoxNews.com, and these are things that I hesitate to say on the air because I don't want people to replicate it, but there are people showing up on people's Ring doorbells in, like, really super scary masks. I'm just saying, I think Missouri has the Castle Doctrine, right? Castle Law?
Yeah.
Like, that is peak play stupid games, win stupid prizes things. I highly recommend not doing this, but the stuff scares the crap out of me.
Yeah, or at least tell a joke. Like, wear your scary stuff, but tell a joke.
That's so even scarier, knows. Ryan.
Like, wear a scary clown mask, tell
jokes. No.
On people's porches.
No, I'm going to give out Ryan's address when we come back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Never want to let you go. No, you make me feel all right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
UnitedHealthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at UnitedHealthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So, as is per usual at the White House, business is happening. President Trump is hosting President Zelensky, the Ukrainian president, at the White House right now, and there is a press room full of people. Let's listen in here and see what's taking place at the White House.
Well, thank you very much, everybody. It's an honor to be with a very strong leader, a man who has been through a lot, and a man who I've gotten to know very well, and we've gotten along really very well. And we had a big call yesterday, as you know, with President Putin, and we'll be talking about it. President Zelensky of Ukraine has endured a lot. I mean, he really has. He's endured a lot, and we've endured it with him. To be honest, it's been a long time, and I think we're making great progress. So we're going to be talking about that today. We'll be talking about what took place yesterday with my phone call with President Putin. And I think that things are coming along pretty well. It began with Alaska, where I think certain guidelines were discussed, and we want to see if we can get this done. This was long ago into the Biden administration. I came here and we inherited this, and we'd like to see if we could finish it, end it. We wanted to end it. So many people have died in this war, and we're going to get it ended. So I just want to thank you all very much. If you have a couple of questions, go ahead, please. In fact, before I do that, let me just ask the president to say a few words. Thank you, President.
Pleasure. Glad to meet you again, Mr. President. Thank you very much for the invitation. Again, my congratulations with your successful ceasefire in the Middle East.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you did it. And I think this is a momentum to finish Russia's war against Ukraine. We understand that Putin is not ready. I think not ready, but I think that I'm confident that with your help, we can stop this war. And we really need it. We see that they don't have successful steps on the battlefield, and it's good. I think that their army is weak now. But a lot of losses. They have a lot of losses and in economy and people. And I think this is a very important moment. And I wanted to thank you, Mr. President, after our phone calls. Yesterday I had a good opportunity to meet with the big American energy companies, and they're ready to help us. Yes, after all these attacks on our infrastructure, Russian attacks, and etc. And I had also meetings. Thanks to your team, we had meetings with a good military companies. We spoke about air defense, and I want to share it after with details where we are. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Mr. President.
Very good. And I think he looks beautiful in his jacket.
Yeah?
It's beautiful. I hope people notice. It's a good. It's actually very stylish. I like it.
President Trump.
Please, go ahead.
Under the Biden administration, the White House was fearing of a possible escalation. They were not allowing the Ukrainians to strike into Russia, fearing of this escalation.
Yeah.
Would your administration allow Ukrainians to strike deep into Russia?
We're going to be talking about that. That's something we'll be talking about. You're right. It's an escalation, but we'll be talking about that.
Mr. President.
President Zelensky joined you in Hungary to meet President Putin.
Because it's a leader that we like. We're like Viktor Orban. He likes them. I like them. It's a country that's a safe country. They've done a very good job. He's been a very good leader in the sense of running his country. He doesn't have a lot of the problems that other countries have. And so we've decided that we'll be going to be with Viktor Orban, and he will, I think he'll be a very good host.
President Trump, right here.
We're doing Hungary, yeah.
With Putin. Trilateral meeting, or is it just you and Putin?
To be determined, but I would say most likely it's going to be a double meeting. It'll be a double meeting, but we will have the president, Zelensky, in touch. There's a lot of bad blood with the two presidents, and I'm not speaking out of turn when I say it. It's a very difficult situation. You know, we just settled the war, and after thousands of years, I guess, people say anywhere from 500 to 3,000 years. And I was in rooms, as you saw, because you were with me. A lot of you were with me last week with leaders that didn't like each other, but they were able to get along. These two leaders do not like each other. And we want to make it comfortable for everybody. So one way or the other, we'll be involved in threes, but it may be separated.
President Trump.
Was he what? Where are you from?
From Ukraine. He actually had a conversation with me.
Good, yeah.
What if Mr. President Putin doesn't agree to peace in Hungary? What do you do then? Do you have...
Well, let's see what happens. I mean, you know, what if? I think he will. I think that President Putin wants to end the war, or it wouldn't be talking this way. I think he wants to end the war. I spoke to him yesterday for 2.5 hours. We went through a lot of details. He wants to get it ended. I think that President Zelensky wants to get it ended. Now we have to get it done.
President Trump, Kara Castronova from Lindell TV. And although I love asking you questions today, my question is for President Zelensky.
Sure.
Ukraine.
Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Our president, President Zelensky, President Trump, just broke a peace deal in the Middle East that all Americans, both sides of the aisle, are very proud of. But to meet that deal, both sides had to make concessions. Our president has stuck out his neck in many ways to make a peace deal for your war as well. What specific concessions are you willing to make to end this war with Russia? Will you give up joining NATO? Americans have foreign war fatigue, and our president, as he said, we need our tomahawks too.
To me?
Yes, you, President
okay.
Zelensky.
Thank you
what
very much.
That's some question. Right?
So many questions in one. Thank you very much for your question. First of all, I think we need to sit and speak. The second point, we need ceasefire. Even now, you see in the Middle East, it's very difficult to hold ceasefire. Everywhere, in every war, it's very difficult. We want peace. Putin doesn't want. That's why we need pressure on him. We will speak with President today what we need. We understand what we need to push Putin to negotiation table. And as I said previously, so we are ready to speak in any kind of format, bilateral, trilateral, doesn't matter. Matter, just peace. This is important. And we don't speak about NATO or NATO for Ukrainians is very important. Of course, it's our decision, decisions of allies to decide where we are.
But are you willing to give
yes,
up?
Yes, but the
NATO?
Most important thing, the most important thing for people in Ukraine, which are under each day's attacks, to have really strong security guarantees. NATO is the best, but weapon is very important. Allies on our side is very important. And between us, for us, bilateral security guarantees between me and President Trump is very important. I don't know, we didn't speak with details about it, but this is the most important document because the United States is very strong.
Sir, President Trump, you are the middleman right now, hoping to end this conflict. Who is doing a better job negotiating, President Zelensky or President Putin?
I think they're both doing a great job in that sense. We have to get it done. We've got to take some of the hatred of each other. You know, they don't like each other. I say that in front of President Zelensky, but I say it in front of President Putin, too. They have tremendous bad blood. It's really is what is holding up, I think, a settlement. I think we're going to get it done, and we have to make it long-lasting, as I said, in the Middle East, everlasting, right? Everlasting. And the Middle East is a much more complicated situation. You know, we had 59 countries involved, and every one of them agreed. And it's, you know, it's sort of amazing. Most people didn't think that was doable. This is going to be something I really believe that's going to get done. I had a very good talk yesterday with President Putin. I think he wants to get it done.
And President Zelensky, right behind you. When we were in Israel with President Trump earlier in the week, we heard a lot about the difference in diplomacy between President Trump and President Joe Biden before him. What do you see as the biggest difference in diplomacy between President Trump and President Biden?
President Trump has a big chance now to finish this war. President Biden now is not the president, so he doesn't have a chance to finish this war. And President Trump is really showed for the world that he can manage ceasefire in Middle East, and that's why I hope that he will do this, and we will also have such big success. For Ukraine, it's a big chance, and I hope that President Trump can manage it.
I would say the biggest difference is one is extremely competent, and the other one is grossly incompetent.
Mr. President, a few weeks ago in New York when you two met, you said that you think Ukraine could ultimately take back all the territory that it's lost so far. Do you still think that's the case, or do you think there'll have to be some sort of
swap of
territories?
You never know. Look, you know, war is very interesting. You never know, do you? You just never know. With war, war and peace, but you never know.
Please. Russia calls Tomahawk supply to Ukraine as an escalation, yet it continues using similar cruise missiles like Caliber. And
yeah. Who are you with? Who are you with? You Ukraine?
Yeah. Good. But Russia continues even using the cruise missiles and also nuclear-capable ballistic missiles in Ukraine since 2022. So do you consider providing Ukraine with the Tomahawk or similar missiles as an opportunity to equalize the possibilities of Ukraine and Russia and push Moscow to the negotiation table?
Yeah, sure. We're going to be talking about that. That's why we're here. Okay? Fair question. Exactly as he told you to say it. But we're going to be talking about it. Okay? Yeah, please.
Mr. President, a message to India and Hungary who is still refusing.
You said India and Hungary? That's an interesting. India and Hungary. It's an interesting combination.
Refuse to stop buying Russian oil.
Well, India is not going to be buying Russian oil anymore. And Hungary is sort of stuck because they have one pipeline that's been there for years and years and years, and they're inland. They don't have sea. They don't have sea. And I spoke with the very great leader of Hungary, and they are, you know, it's very hard for them to get oil. I understand it. We have Hungary's in a very interesting position because they can't have ports. You know, they're surrounded by land. So we'll see what happens there. But India will not be buying oil from Russia. And they've already de-escalated, and they've more or less stopped. They're pulling back. They bought about 38% of the oil, and they won't be doing it anymore.
Mr. President, Trump has been helping you in achieving peace in Ukraine.
Who has?
First Lady Melania Trump has been helping in returning abducted Ukrainian children from Russian captivity. President Zelensky, do you appreciate those efforts? How do you assess them? And did you ask her to step in and to help you?
No, she wanted to do it. She felt very strongly about the children. And she's done a really good job, I think, in bringing it to the fore. You know, we have a lot of children involved. Now, it's some people say it's 20,000 and some people say it's 300. There's a big difference between that, so nobody really knows. But she felt very strongly about the children. She thinks about the children all the time.
President Trump, if you okay Tomahawks to Ukraine, what's going to happen if the United States is in a conflict and we need the Tomahawks?
Well, that's a problem. We need Tomahawks, and we need a lot of other things that we've been sending over the last 4 years to Ukraine. We've been, you know, we gave them a lot. Now we have a different situation. We send it to the European Union. They pay for it and all that, but, and they have plenty of money. But it's beyond the money. You know, we need Tomahawks, or we need a lot of other weapons that we're sending to Ukraine. One of the reasons we want to get this war over is exactly that. It's not easy for us to give. You're talking about massive numbers of very powerful weapons. So that's one of the things we'll be talking about. Hopefully they won't need it. Hopefully we'll be able to get the war over with without thinking about Tomahawks. I think we're fairly close to that. Yeah, go ahead.
Can I say, yeah, please. Just to understand. So for today, of course, we want to finish this war, but the war is another technological war. You don't use just Tomahawks. If you want to target a military goal, you need thousands of drones. It goes together with such missiles. Ukraine has such thousands of our production drones, but we don't have Tomahawks. That's why we need Tomahawks. But United States is a very strong production, and United States has Tomahawks and other missiles, very strong missiles. But they can have our thousands of drones. That's why where we can work together, where we can strengthen American production.
And so just so that I understand, so you're suggesting kind of a trade. If President Trump okays Tomahawk missiles to help you launch...
Yes, it's about Russia, military goals. Military goals.
Right, but then you would authorize some kind of an exchange where...
Yes, of course. We have proposition. We have big proposition with our drones.
President Trump... I don't mean to be brokering an arms deal here, but is that something that you would be interested in, Ukrainian drones?
We are, yeah, we would. We have a lot of drones right now. We build our own drones, but we also buy drones from others, and they make a very good drone. I mean, drone warfare has really come to the fore over the last couple of years because of this war. I will say, there's nothing like the jets. You know, we locked out a lot of drones in Israel. We were knocking them out for Israel, and we were doing it with extremely fast and powerful jets following the drones and knocking the hell out of them. So it's, you know, we know a lot about the drones, and we know a lot about the great jets, the great ones, and the B-52s, which were totally undetectable. So we have a lot of different weapons. And, you know, I have an obligation also, though, to make sure that we're completely stocked up as a country, because you never know what's going to happen in war and peace, right? You never know what's going to happen. So we're going to be talking about Tomahawks, and would much rather have them not need Tomahawks, would much rather have the war be over, to be honest, because, you know, we're in it to get the war over. We're selling a lot of different types of weapon, as you know, to the European Union. We're not in it for that. We're in it to get it over. We're losing thousands of people a week, thousands of people, Russian, Ukrainian, mostly soldiers. I mean, mostly soldiers. But we're in it to see that end. And if we can end quickly, and I think we can. I mean, I had a very good talk yesterday. We're going to be talking about it. But I had a very productive talk yesterday with President Putin. We'll see what happens. But the war in the Middle East was far more complicated. We got that one done. And I think we have a good chance. I think President Zelensky wants it done, and I think President Putin wants it done. Now all they have to do is get along a little bit.
President Trump, can you give us an update on the trade negotiations with China, or perhaps Secretary Bessie?
Yeah, I will. And I'm going to let Scott do that. But I think we're doing very well. I think we're getting along with China. China would like to have something. As of this moment, we'll be meeting in a couple of weeks. We'll be meeting in South Korea.
You think
myself.
Will go forward?
I think so. It looks like it's going forward. I think so. They want to meet. We like to meet. I have a very good relationship with President Xi, and we're going to see what happens. But, you know, for years we were taken advantage of by China very badly. We were losing hundreds of billions of dollars a year to China. We really built their military, if you think about it. The kind of money that presidents allowed to be lost to China was just insane. And then when I came into office, as you know, I put very severe tariffs. So we took in hundreds of billions of dollars in my first term from China. Biden let that go because it was so much. He let it continue, but he gave all sorts of exceptions. And by the time you looked at it, Scott, I would say it wasn't the same thing. He would give an exception for anything.
President Trump speaking right now. Zelensky is in the room. Scott Bessent is to his right. We're going to get back to what Scott Bessent has to say about the China negotiations, because this is definitely at the forefront of the economic conversation. You're listening to the Annie Fry Show. We are grateful to be with you on a Friday afternoon. Keep it right here. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.